Hi, and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now. Locally dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here's your late night host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you till midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word, and hope you'll be able to stay with us here this evening and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. Our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air here tonight with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And if you have trouble getting the station on the air sometimes, you can always go online to whkradio.com. That's whkwradio.com. WHKWradio.com, and that's the website for this radio station, and they are carrying this program live on the air right now, so you can actually get it there if you're having trouble with your radio connection. So we'll go ahead and we're going to start with a word of prayer here this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We pray that you bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody tonight. Help us, Lord, to point people to Christ that they might be able to see the truth of the gospel message and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior before it's eternally too late. Thank you again. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm coming on the air tonight, and I was looking at a couple of things here, and of course, wouldn't you know it, as I started the program, I had a paper sitting right in front of me, which has completely disappeared, and I'll find it here in a moment, but I had heard something. I was watching something on TV yesterday, and they were making a statement about God working in the Islamic world. And I found this to be very interesting because certainly we live in a day where the devil is working in the world, and we see the headway that the humanists, secular humanists, the atheists, and the false religions and all seem to be making, but this statement was made about how somehow, some way, God is working in the Islamic world. And so I did a little looking into it a little bit. And according to an Al Jazeera media report, and of course, Al Jazeera, when you think about it, Al Jazeera is essentially the, I guess you could call it the Al-Qaeda mouthpiece news organization. And if they're not directly controlled by them, they are certainly sympathetic to Al Jazeera, Muslim Brotherhood, that viewpoint. But according to an Al Jazeera interview last year with Sheikh Ahmed Al-Qahtani, who's the president of the Companions Lighthouse for the Science of Islamic Law in Libya, Al-Qahtani said, he made this claim on Al Jazeera that every hour 667 Muslims convert to Christianity. And this is not all around the world. In fact, as I was looking at this, the statement 667 Muslims an hour converting to Christianity is in Africa alone. Now, you have to remember Africa is a pretty diverse continent, and the northern portion of Africa, where the Sahara Desert is, and north of the Sahara Desert, going up to the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea, is you know, predominantly Muslim. And so that's the main area that we're talking about. There's other parts where Islam is making headway in various parts of West Africa, Central Africa. Perhaps you heard on the news about this group in Nigeria. I believe the name is Boko Haram. And Boko Haram, Haram is a forbidden, if you knew Samoan, I could say Uasa, and you'd say, oh, okay, that's what it means. That's what always comes to my mind, having a little smattering of Samoan knowledge from my wife and I having been missionaries there in the Samoan Islands. But Haram would have to do something that is not allowed, or something that is, I don't know if you could maybe say unclean or something, but certainly not allowed or not desirable. And Boko has to do with anything that's not Islamic. And so basically, Boko Haram is the name of this group, which means that they're against anything that's not Muslim. So much for, you know, can't we just get along type philosophy there. But that group in Nigeria, that's a group that if you heard about the story where they kidnapped about 300 or so high school girls. And the reason they did that is partly to instill terror within the non-Islamic population there, as well as amongst the Muslims that aren't active in prosecuting their faith according to the Quran. And they also they believe that women should not be educated. And so they kidnapped these 300 or so high school girls, and they quite openly said they were going to sell them into slavery. And a lot of people don't realize that slavery is alive and well on the planet Earth today. And just like it was 100 years ago, just like it was 200 years ago, just like it was probably 300 years ago, the movers and shakers behind international slavery are probably the Muslims, especially across northern Africa and up into the Middle East. But this same group also, a few weeks ago, I believe it was, they burnt these couple of buildings down in this village, and they confirmed that, last I heard, they had confirmed 320 or so bodies because they burnt the building down around these people, and anybody that tried to get out, they shot or killed in some fashion. And that's what this group, Boko Haram, is doing in Nigeria. And we need to be aware of this thing, and we see these terrible tragedies, but yet here's this guy, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Qahtani of the Companions Lighthouse for Science of Islamic Law in Libya, and he has a genuine concern, and his concern is that in Africa, and I guess this would include even where Boko Haram is, that 667 Muslims, they estimate, are converting to Christianity every hour, and that translates out to about 16,000 Muslims converting to Christianity every day, and 6 million Muslims converting to Christianity a year. And this is a very large number. And here's a little bit of the exchange. When he gave this this number here in the interview, let me just back up here. Ahmed Al-Qahtani said, "The reality is that these words say a lot less than they should. As we said in the beginning, everyone has the right to invite others to his religion. This is what is known as evangelism or proselytizing. As for Christianization, no one has the right to take Muslims out of their religion." Now, let me back up or pause there for just a second. Yes, somebody does have the right to take Muslims out of their religion. And first and foremost, I would say that any individual Muslim should have the right to take himself out of that religion. But I'll tell you who first and foremost has the right to take Muslims out of their religion, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our Creator, and Jesus Christ went to the cross and shed His blood to die to pay for our sins. And God has said in His Word, the Bible, that the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so God, our Creator, He wants Muslims to come out of their religion and to put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Ahmed Khatani, Al-Khatani is absolutely wrong. There is someone that has the right to take Muslims out of their religion, and that's God Almighty. And God Almighty has that right, and in the Bible, God has told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. God has told us to take the gospel message to all the world, and we're supposed to tell people that Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Messiah, that He shed His blood on the cross to pay for our sins, and that without Christ, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus, we're to tell people, is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Him. And so, as a born-again believer, I have the right to take Muslims out of their religion as far as it goes when I preach the gospel and share Jesus Christ, and a Muslim trusts Christ as their Savior, and they come out of that false religion that's a satanic counterfeit religion that's leading them straight to the lake of fire for all eternity. So I have the right, not just the right, but the command by God to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so you have the right and the responsibility, if likewise you're a born-again believer, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's our responsibility. Let me just read this. This is Jesus said this right here in Matthew chapter 28 here. In Matthew chapter 28, and starting in verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And then here's our marching orders as believers. "Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." These are my marching orders as a born-again believer. I am to go into all nations, that includes Muslim nations, in whatever fashion, whatever way I can, to reach them with the gospel so that Muslims will come out of their false religion that's leading them to hell, that's leading them to the lake of fire for all eternity, so that they can trust Jesus Christ as their Savior, and so that they can have their sins forgiven and have the promise of an eternity in heaven with the Lord. And so I claim that right. I claim that responsibility because God Almighty has given me that command. So Jesus has that right. I have that right, and so do you as a born-again believer, to take Muslims out of their religion. But how do we do it? Well, we pray for them. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, "The weapons of our warfare not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And so we're called to pray and ask God to touch hearts. But let me get back to this. This is Sheikh Ahmed Al-Khatani again. And he said, Islam used to represent, and this is on Al Jazeera, I think it was back in December, Islam used to represent, as you mentioned previously mentioned, Africa's main religion. And I would argue with that as well. There's a lot of various animistic religions and different sorts that were all across Africa. And he goes down through this saying there were 30 African languages that used to be written in Arabic script. The number of Muslims in Africa has diminished to 316 million, half of whom are Arabs in the north. So in the section of Africa that we are talking about, the non-Arab section, and this, of course, would probably be mostly sub-Saharan Africa, he says the number of Muslims does not exceed 150 million people. When we realize that the entire population of Africa is 1 billion people, we see that the number of Muslims has diminished greatly from what it was in the beginning of the last century. And now, keep in mind, when he gives this number, 667 Muslims converting to Christianity every hour, this is Christian in name only sometimes, too. This includes Catholics, this includes Protestants, this includes Baptists, this includes Methodists, this includes Anglicans, this includes Orthodox, Coptic, all of that. And so he points out here the number of Catholics, for instance, has increased since the beginning of the last century from 1 million in 1902 to 329,882,000 in that time frame. And so that's quite an increase. And he says, and this Muslim leader has said there's now about 1.5 million churches whose congregations account for about 46 million people. And the interviewer, Malar Abdallah, he interrupted and said, hold on, let me clarify. Do we have 6 million converting from Islam to Christianity or converting from Islam and other religions? And Ahmed Al-Qahtani continues, great question. The other religions are not placed on the list of Christianization. Rather, they are placed on the list of evangelization. The other religion is in Africa is paganism, so it's Islam, Christianity, or paganism. There isn't something similar to Asia, for example, where you have Buddhism or Zoroastrianism. In Africa, it's just these three. So if you talk about Christianization, then it targets the only other heavenly religion, which is Islam. As for paganism, those people worship animals and plants and the like. And so then Malar Abdullah or Abdallah says, so 6 million a year, Muslims a year convert. And Sheikh Qahtani, Al-Qahtani said, every year. And this is a tremendous bit of information here when you think about that. And now, are all of them putting their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and being born again the way that we would think of it? I would be sure that that's probably not the case. However, a good many of them are. And so God is working in this part of the world. And despite the hold that the devil has on that part of the world through the false religion of Islam, God is working in Africa today. He's working in North Africa, in the Arab portion of the continent, and he's working in sub-Saharan Africa, and he is overcoming the stranglehold of Islam in Africa. And now people are converting to Christ in other parts of the Muslim world, and that is great. We appreciate that. But they're being persecuted. Heavily persecuted throughout the Muslim world as well. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. 888-677-9673 is our phone number tonight. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And we have John on the line. And John, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, thank you very much. How are you tonight?
Hi, good evening. How are you doing, John?
Good. It's interesting, the points that you're bringing out. I had a question that kind of ties in with the subject.
Uh-huh.
I had a question about Acts 13:48.
All righty, let me get turned over there. You said Acts 13:48?
Right.
Okay, just give me a moment here. And let's see, Acts 13, here we are, verse number 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
Am I correct in the assumption that in order for a person to be a believer, they have to be ordained?
Well, depends on how we're going to define ordained here. Because obviously when I believed, I was ordained to eternal life in that sense. God, as I had mentioned earlier, is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so obviously God's will is for everyone to get saved. Obviously everyone does not get saved. And certainly when somebody trusts Christ as their Savior, they receive eternal life. And as we read there in verse 49, the Bible says, let me find I just looked away from the page here. It says they were glad, they glorified the word of God, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So I'm just trying to check here and get the exact word there for ordained so that
I looked up the word ordain, and one of the definitions of the word ordain means to predestine.
Well, it also can be mean to be set aside, in effect, I believe, too. God's predestined everybody to be saved, obviously, or he wouldn't have said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Just because God has predestined everybody to be saved doesn't mean that that everybody is going to be saved. The word can mean to arrange in an orderly fashion, to assign or dispose or to appoint or determine, ordain, set in place, and that sort of things. All these people the Gentiles heard the word of God. That's what they heard. When it says they heard this, they were glad. They heard the word of God. They glorified the word of God. Obviously, they accepted it. They believed it. And when these people were set aside or appointed, however you want to say it, determined to have eternal life, they believed. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God in John 10:17. And so when they heard it, they believed it. And because they believed it, they were appointed to eternal life in the same sense that you were in a church and you said, I believe that God has called me to be a preacher of the gospel, and you talked with your pastor, and the pastor said, yes, I believe God has called you to be a preacher of the gospel. And now you're a preacher of the gospel. God has called you, but then the church ordains you. They set you aside, or they appoint you to that task of preaching the gospel because they believe that that's what you're called to do. And I know a lot of people like to turn this around and say, no, God only determined to appoint some to eternal life. Well, the sum that he determined to appoint to eternal life is those who believed. And as many as were appointed to eternal life, if we want to put it that way, they're the ones who believed. And so I would look at this scripture in light of other scripture where God clearly says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the Bible talking about how Jesus died on a cross in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever should believeth on him should not. I'm getting myself tongue-tied here tonight, but you know what I'm talking about, how we have the idea in the Bible that the gospel's for everybody, but only those that believe are going to be appointed to eternal life. And
you don't think it's possible for everybody to be a believer, though, do you?
Well, in theory, it's possible, because the blood of Christ is sufficient to atone for the sins of every single human being that is willing to trust him. It's made available, but we have to trust him. As a veteran, I have certain benefits that are made available to me if I choose to take advantage of them. Every qualified veteran, for instance, can take advantage of the VA loan program and get a zero deposit loan, through the veterans, underwritten by the Veterans Administration, however it works out. They call it a VA loan. But I went for years and I never availed myself of that. And there's a lot of veterans that never avail themselves of that. It doesn't mean it's not available. It just means that as a veteran, I have to choose to take advantage of that benefit that's set aside for me. And the benefit of salvation is set aside for anyone who chooses to confess their sin and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. But not everybody's going to do that. We know that because not everybody has.
Right. Just the same as not everybody is a veteran.
Exactly, in that sense. But
I thought it was interesting. I had never noticed that particular verse before.
I've seen that before, and it's basically talking about salvation, and it clarifies the fact that when we believe, we're ordained to eternal life.
Right.
And
it's like the fact that even though you were a missionary over in Samoa, not everybody that listened to you was going to believe.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can put the word of God out, and some people are not going to accept it right away. Sometimes, for various reasons, people don't want to believe. We had one lady in Samoa who believed that it was true, but she didn't want it because she was afraid that if she trusted Christ as her Savior, God would take away her desire to party.
Yeah.
And
right.
She didn't want that to happen. And God had worked in her heart, convinced her of the truth, but she was unwilling to believe.
Right.
And so that's the problem there. And that's why we need to pray for people, because the Bible says the devil has them in blindness. They're blinded to the truth of the gospel, and that the things of God are foolishness to them that haven't believed. So we pray for people who are unsaved. And we pray that God breaks through the blindness that the devil has them under so that they can see the truth of the gospel and that they can have the chance to believe and be saved. So,
well, I appreciate all your prayers that you've given for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and we've prayed for you for many years. You've been calling for many years, so appreciate that. Well, thanks for the call tonight, John. Appreciate the call. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. And I believe we're coming up on the break here in just a moment. We got a couple callers calling in, and I don't know that we have time to get to anybody before the break, but if you'll hold on through the break, we'll pick you up on the other side of the break in just a few minutes. So stay tuned, and if you're on hold, hang on, and we'll get you in the next half hour. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express is located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, or the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 Cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoel.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to our show.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight, and you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And before we get back to our callers, let me just mention, of course, we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor. But we're also brought to you tonight by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, the home of the homemade pizza. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights has calzones, strombolis, sandwiches, wraps, Lebanese food, and a whole lot more. And you can find East Coast Pizza located at 4889 Turney Road, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. Mention Live with Pastor Al. You can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across from the Garfield Heights High School, 4889 Turney Road. And if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, why don't you give Gus a call at East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. And talk to Gus. He can help you get started in your own pizza business for a whole lot less than what you might think possible. And again, if you want to buy a pizza, pickup or delivery, 216-341-9100. And let's get back to our program here. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events with in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And we have a couple callers held over from the last half hour. We have Tim on the line. Tim, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Yeah, this is Jim. That's who you wanted?
Oh, Jim. Okay, yeah. Hey, it had Tim up on the board there. So,
okay.
It's pretty close. It started with a consonant and ended in I am, right?
Yeah. okay.
Glad to have you tonight.
Okay, Pastor Al. What I want to refer to is a couple of programs I've been working with that are in Europe. Things are bad. We think it's bad here with Christianity in our country.
Oh, yeah.
Which it is. It's very definitely heading that way. And in Europe, it's even worse. But in Africa, according to the American Bible Society, which I've worked with for quite a while, they claim that 63% of the Africans now are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were referring back to Congo, where the rapes and the killings are so bad over there that even some of the parents of even one of those that were raped and whatnot, they want to kill them. And I think in some cases they did because they just went berserk with the whole thing. And I really wonder whether the president of our country realizes that Nigeria is only a small cog of what's going on with the Muslim attacks on the Christians over there.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're announcing this because it was announced big time on the mainstream television. Otherwise, I don't think they would open their mouth, and they're acting like they're so feel so bad about this. How about all these other ones that
are... Right. I would agree. And that kidnapping of those girls, that didn't happen last week. That happened a couple of weeks ago. They didn't anything until the major media picked it up. I know somebody who's been in some countries in West Africa, and... they have been in there on various missions, and I don't want to mention the countries, but they have they've said that Islam is on the march in those some of those West African countries, and that's just the part that they've been in. And certainly we're familiar with what's been happening in central sub-Saharan Africa and then over in the Horn of Africa and all those areas. And, yeah, Islam is on the march, and they see these numbers of people converting to Christianity. And again, when we say Christianity, we're saying that somewhat loosely, all, you know, flavors and stripes. You know, it's something that they're not really wanting to take lying down. And there's been a lot of activity taken, a lot of killing, a lot of bloodshed, a lot of terrorizing going on across Africa as in some of these areas. Well, and it just doesn't get on the news.
We may get that in our country pretty soon.
Well, you know,
in our own country,
we have been fortunate in the United States of America to live in a sense a golden time. Our freedom of religion, the freedom that I have to be on the radio right now talking about what we're talking about, the freedom that you have to call in, really, this is an aberration in world history. It really is. The amount of religious freedom that we have in this country has, in world history, this is an aberration. It really, as I said, it really is. So, but I appreciate you bringing out those points there tonight.
Right. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, too. The Bible speaks about the gospel of salvation will be preached unto all the world, and then the end will come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another program I picked up with J. Vernon McGee. You're familiar with that one, I think. They're in Mongolia. I don't know how many... Hundreds of thousands, I think, through Jerry Vernon McGee's program have been converted in Mongolia. And they're in, I think, in China. And with the Muslims are picking it up, you know, as a station to listen to. It's like they don't have a Bible. They got that to listen to. And that's they're doing pretty well with that. And I don't know how many years ago he died. I don't think it was an awful long time ago because he's...
Right. It's been a few years ago.
Yeah, he's talking like very presently, like when you listen to him speak on a program, it sounds just like he's still there.
The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Right. So I just thought I'd bring those points up, that there are people out there preaching. And also in Guyana, South Africa, I mean South America, I should say.
Right.
That's an all black country there. And... I think Ernest Ainsley is working over there with the black people over there, and he's certainly working in Africa. I'm just using these as other points of bringing people to Christ.
Right, and hey, I got my switchboard lighting up here, and I'm going to have to move on to some other callers.
Sure,
but
you
but you're right. You're absolutely right. God is working in various parts of the world, and you know, people are coming to Christ, and the internet and radio is a tremendous tool. We get our website alone that we have for our radio program. We get hits from China. Last month, the month of April, we had over 12,000 hits from China and downloading programs. In fact, one of the biggest programs that we had downloaded last month was a program that I did. It's edited down from the regular whole program, but just on the Trinity of God. People want to know, and through the internet, people are able to find these things. So appreciate your call, appreciate the information, and you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. 888-677-9673 is the number. We got a number of people calling in, so we're going to take Annette next, and I believe it's Annette in West Virginia calling in. And welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Well, good evening, Pastor.
Hi, good evening.
I started off with one or possibly two questions, and then I started to get more as I was listening to your program. But first, let me ask you, I understand American Christians' concern about Sharia law,
right,
and the Muslims,
right,
gaining a foothold in the United States. And that is true because the American government now for over a century, although it wasn't really visible until after World War II and into the 50s, that they were really working against our Christian culture.
And they still, very much are.
Through legislation. And I wanted to mention, how many pastors know that Christianity is actually in our Constitution?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Bible was the most cited book by the people who put together the Constitution.
Yes, but it's actually in Article 6, Section 1,
mm-hmm,
where it said that everything that was part of the Articles of Confederation became a part of the Constitution for the United States of America. And the Articles of Confederation were compounding of our whole Christian culture. Those articles were written by Christians, and actually, again, we were not to be a multicultural nation. We were founded as a Christian nation so that we would have the blessings of God, and we did have the blessings of God until we started to allow the Antichrist to give them prominence by withholding a lot of information concerning their belief systems. Were you aware that there is a religion in the United States that is so prominent that it has affected our legislation for over 100 years?
Would that be secular humanism?
No. No. Did you know that it's Judaism? Did you know that the Bible of Judaism is not the Old Testament?
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you a second there, because like I told our last caller, we have a lot of callers on the board right now, and we're getting into a topic that we're not going to be able to effectively discuss right now, because in reality, Judaism, had the Jews accepted Christ as their Savior, every Jew that believed the Old Testament and accepted the Old Testament teachings would have embraced Jesus as their Savior.
Right, let me stop you, sir. Must stop you. What I'm saying is that Judaism is not the Old Testament. It's a completely different.
Well, the rabbis
of
over the years have added, certainly, just like the Pharisees had at the time of Christ, they've added Talmudic law over the years, and they've corrupted Judaism in the same way that much of Christianity's been corrupted, because the devil has tried to corrupt it. Now there are some, obviously, there are a number of Jews who are going to eventually convert to Christ. And in fact, Romans chapter 10, I believe it is, indicates that during the midpoint of the tribulation that the bulk of the Jewish people are going to convert to Christianity, and they're going to accept Christ as their Messiah. But yeah, any Jew really, unfortunately, that's rejecting Christ as their Messiah, they're not holding true to the Old Testament scriptures. Go ahead.
Sir, excuse me. I mm-hmm. apologize.
Oh, no
May
problem.
I give you two websites. Because there's information, you're making certain statements, and I need this a clarification.
Okay. We'll have to make it quick because I got to get to the next callers.
www.kingidentity.com.
Okay.
Kingidentity.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is powerofprophecy.com or .org. Either one you'll
right.
find it. Tex Mars is in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I've read some of Tex Mars's books, actually.
Well,
I'm going to have to move on to the next couple of callers. I'm not going to get everybody in tonight. And this is a complex subject. Like I said, I appreciate the information there and got the websites out and encourage people to look at it. And that's why we need to pray for Jewish people. We need to pray for Muslim people. We need to pray for Hindu people. We need to pray for anybody that's caught up away from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I appreciate that, and I'm going to have to get us into the next callers here so we can get everybody in tonight. But I want to thank you for the call there. And, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. And I believe we have, let's see, let me guess which one's first here, Keith. Keith, I believe you've been waiting the longest. And Keith, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Hello, Pastor Al.
Hi, good evening.
I just wanted to let you know and listeners about a video, The Truth About Boko Haram.
Right.
From InfoWars, where the, you know, the Obama administration, and even before Obama, responsible for helping the spread of Al-Qaeda throughout Africa. Of course, you know, the CIA has worked with Al-Qaeda, and actually is kind of a creation of Al-Qaeda.
Well, if you look at it, Egypt, you know, under Mubarak, certainly Mubarak was not a nice guy, but, you know, it was our closest ally outside of Israel in that part of the world. Look what our administration caused to happen there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And now they're against us. And it's a hotbed of terrorist activity that was being controlled more or less under the Mubarak regime.
Yeah, we have these wicked elements which are growing greater and greater in our government at the high levels, you know, communistic and Islamic, and fomenting these revolutions, just slaughtering, I mean, millions, really.
Oh, yeah.
In Iraq and Afghanistan over the last, whatever it's been, 20 years, about 3 million dead.
Well, and look at what's the ongoing civil war in Syria, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not just one person. Many people have said the biggest killers of Muslims are Muslims. And in Syria, you can really see the clash in the Islamic world in great detail because Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and these groups are Sunni Muslim. And we have the Shiites headquartered, you know, in Iran that are trying to control Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. And so you have the clash between the Sunnis and the Shiites. I mean, they despise each other. And
just like, the devil likes to work both sides and put one people against another. You have these.
Absolutely.
That's part of the strategy of these, the Antichrist system and the powers that be at a high level of our government. They want to partner with these and create these groups and foment revolution.
Oh, absolutely.
And the mission field.
You know, that brings up a very good point. And I'm trying to keep track of the time here so we can get to our other callers yet. But that brings up a good point because people get caught up in their favorite conspiracy group. You know, one person will say, it's the Trilateral Commission. No, it's the Club of Rome. No, it's the Skull and Bone Society. No, it's the Illuminati. No, it's the Catholics. No, it's the Jews. No, it's the Muslims. No, it's the this. No, it's the that. And you're absolutely right. The devil's at the back of all of these groups. All of these groups are controlled, and they're all part of the grand conspiracy that the devil orchestrates. Let me read this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it talks about how revelation of the Antichrist is being prevented. And it talks about the Antichrist in chapter 2 in the first four or five verses there. In verse 6, it says, "And now you know what withholdeth that he," meaning the Antichrist, "might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth," and that word "letteth" is the same word translated as "withholdeth" in verse 6. So it's used in the old sense of to hinder. And so now that letteth, or "he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed," talking about the Antichrist. And all of these various conspiracies, whether it's the Jews, whether it's the Muslims, whether it's Walt Disney, you know, whatever it might be, they're all being hindered by the work and the action of the Holy Spirit through his people in the world. And when the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, I believe that's when the believers are caught out of the world in the event we refer to as the rapture. Then the devil will be able to bring the Antichrist into the world scene. And whatever group is most prominent at that time are probably some of the groups that he's going to use, whether it's corrupt Christianity, Judaism, Islam. Islam or some combination thereof, whether it's out of socialism, communism, fascism, Nazism, or some combination thereof. Those are the things that he's going to use to bring the Antichrist on the world scene. And
either people have their either their father is the devil, that's the one.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Father is the Lord God Almighty, and that we can do things today to hold this back in the sense of spare lives by our prayers and knowledge.
Exactly.
And praying effectively, we can and actions we can spare lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Shelders, he's a look up machine gun preacher. He's in the hardest, roughest areas of Africa,
mm-hmm.
rescuing children. He's a former unsaved biker,
mm-hmm.
and now he's rescuing children, you know, where others, it's too much of a cost.
Right.
We can make a difference now. So take care, Pastor, and keep fighting the fight.
I appreciate that. Bible says we're to be salt and light. Light pushes back the darkness. Salt retards decay, and that's our job. All right. Well, you're listening to the Late Night Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673, and I believe we have Claudia up next. Claudia, welcome to the program tonight.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I was calling a couple questions. I was just wondering, I have not heard anything about the blood moon that was to have taken place.
Actually, we actually took one of our Friday programs and talked about that.
I listened. Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes, I listened to that. And I didn't hear any. Did it appear? Was it only for the Jewish people that it appeared?
The blood moon, and for those that are listening, it simply means a total lunar eclipse because the moon becomes kind of reddish or blood-colored or coppery-colored. The color will vary depending on weather conditions on Earth at the time because it's light that's coming through the Earth's atmosphere that's refracted and then reflected off from the moon back to us. That's why it's reddish, just like when the sun turns reddish when it sets. And so we had the total lunar eclipse, and what day was that on? I forget the exact date now.
I think it was tax day around tax.
Yes, that's right. Right, May 16th or 15th.
But
15th, that's when it was.
Did it appear to the United States? Or
Now, I didn't see it at my house because it was cloudy, but I watched it online. Now, a gentleman in our church, his daughter lives in Alaska, and she got some tremendous pictures. They live just outside of Anchorage, and they went up on a mountainside outside of Anchorage, and they had better pictures than I saw on some internet sites. That they sent him on his smartphone. And absolutely stunning pictures. But the blood moon occurs, the total lunar eclipse occurs whether or not we see it. It happens.
It's
an astronomical phenomena. It's a matter of physics and astronomy.
Yes.
And the next one is going to occur in October on the 8th. October the 8th, and that's on the Feast of Tabernacles.
This
last one occurred on the Feast of Passover,
and
then there's not going to be another lunar eclipse until next year on Passover, and then no more until on Tabernacles that year as well.
That's what I saw.
Now,
yes.
When I first started looking at this, I was wondering, but it does seem that it gets our attention, and I think it's in Luke 21 where he said, when we see these things begin to happen, we should look up and take heed because our redemption draweth nigh. And I think I said it on the program, and by the way, that program is available on our website for the radio program. That information will be at the end of the program here.
Okay.
I believe that the main thing that it's doing is getting our attention, thinking about the return of Christ.
Okay.
And if there's going to be some event in regards to the Jewish people with this, it's just my opinion. It's not a prophecy or a prediction by any means. I think it might have something to do with rebuilding the temple. Maybe this year, this summer, we might see them get permission to lay the cornerstone or something like that.
Okay.
And I say that simply because the last a few times that it happened, 1400s, they found the Americas, which became a sanctuary for the Jewish people from persecution in Europe. Then, of course, in the 40s, it was when the State of Israel was founded. In the 60s, when it was the gaining of the Jewish of the Temple Mount.
War.
and the site of the temple.
Okay.
And coming up on the end of the hour here. But yeah, go check that out. And the main thing is look up and take heed, because our redemption draws nigh.
Yes, God
and
bless you.
God bless.
You.
Appreciate that.
And please continue to inform us.
All right. Thank you. And Jeremiah, you know, if you got a last word, you got about 10, 5 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time. Jeremiah, call back next week. God bless. Everybody have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, where your questions and comments are always welcome. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoll.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoll.us. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Join Pastor Al Davis again for more Late Night Live conversation next Sunday at 11 p.m. on Late Night Live with Pastor Al on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.